things going on this afternoon, so we don't want to belabor the moment. But truly, God is good. We're going to turn to Isaiah, the 30th chapter. The 30th chapter of Isaiah. Amen. We're going to read verses 1 and 3, and then skip down and read verses 15 through 23. Amen. How many want to hear a word from God?
Amen.
How many have needs?
Amen.
How many have needs today?
Amen.
The Bible says he's able to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. So if you have needs, the only one that can supply all of your needs is God. Amen. Many times we think we can fix our own problems, but we can't. First one reads of Isaiah the 30th. If you have your Bibles, and those that don't have a Bible, it is on the screen. Let us read. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me. And they cover with a covering, but not of my spirit. They add sin to sin. They walk to go down and teach, and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and a trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. Now let's drop down to verse 15. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, In returning and rest, shall you be saved. Somebody want to be saved, you got to do what? Return to the rest. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye will not. But ye said, no, for we will flee upon horses. Therefore shall ye flee, and we will ride upon the swift. Therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one, and at the rebuke of 5 shall ye flee, till ye be left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain, and as an ensign on a hill. Yes, Lord, we can mess up, but how many know God will still win? We can mess up and be so far, but how many know God will still win? I'm so glad that God is not like man and don't exact his judgment right away. But look at somebody and say, God will wait. Come on, God will. He will win. Amen. Say that the Lord will win, that he may be. Thank you, Lord. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are they that wait on him. For the people shall dwell in Zion and Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep, yes, Lord. And he will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not the teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but thine eyes shall see thine teacher, and thine ears shall hear. Yes. I said, when you want to do right, we all want to keep reading. Wait a minute. Amen. He said, and thine
ears
shall hear. Behind me saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Lord, we thank you today. Oh God, we honor you. We bless you. Lord, we thank you that you are a merciful God. Lord, we thank you that in mercy. Lord God, that you don't have judgment. Lord, that in mercy, you look beyond all of our faults and that you know our needs. Now, Lord, today as we assemble together in thy presence, and we acknowledge that in thy presence is the fullness of joy. Lord, and at the right hands of pleasure, nevermore, Lord, we ask you to speak. Lord, we ask you to walk through the congregation. Humanity, God says one thing and we do the opposite. Amen. The Lord said, well, what was the rebellion? He said, you're not taking counsel of me. And then covered with a covering, but not my spirit. Then they made and sin to sin. So he said, the first thing you did is you didn't seek me. That was wrong. And then after you didn't seek me, hallelujah, you didn't even take counsel or cover with my spirit. He said, so the first thing you did was wrong. You didn't ask for my direction. And the second thing you did was you did it without me. So God said, you're adding sin unto sin. Well, why is it sin? Sin is missing the mark. Amen. Sin is missing the mark. That means that we're not hitting the mark that God has called for us. So he's saying you're adding sin unto sin. Verse 2 says, that walk to go down into. Now he's dealing with his people, the chosen people, which are the people of God. And we know all know that Egypt represents the world. He said that you're giving up on church and you're going to the world. What happened? God said that's wrong because you're already wrong. You're already messed up. Now you're adding to the wrong by going to the world for help. So he says that walk down into Egypt. That have not asked. You ever wonder why people ask everybody and fail to ask God? When the Word Bible lets us know that God is able to supply every last one of our needs. But he said, you have not because you ask not. So we're asking everybody, but we're adding, if you want to just not call it sin, for those that want to be sensitive to sin, you're adding to your trouble because you're not coming to God. You're multiplying your problems because you're going to the world and the world needs a Savior. Amen. Now, let's drop down to verse 18. Amen. From which we will get our thought for today. And therefore will the Lord, the scripture say, you know, you're doing all that you want to do. You're going places that you know you ought not to go. You get involved with things that you ought not to be involved with. God says, but I'm going to still wait. That's what I like about God. In spite of how we act, what we do, God said, I'm going to wait. Amen. I can have judgment now. He said, but I came that you might have life. And that you might have it more abundantly. So God said, you're messing your life up, so I'm going to wait for you. Aren't y'all glad God will wait? In the midst of our mess, God will still wait. In the midst of our bad decisions, God will wait. I'm so glad God ain't there.
Thank you, man.
But you got to follow him. And that's the difference between a blessing and prosperity. Right? Because you can prosper, you can have an increase, and you can have wealth and riches. But if it's not for God, even though you're increasing, your life is spiraling downward. You need more than you ever had in life, but you have no peace of mind. You're getting
because they didn't like bondage. They wanted to be
So fast forward, a whole bunch of them came out, but they couldn't stay out. They went back to bondage. Because they were conditioned to think bondage is freedom, and that freedom is bondage. Don't let the devil trick you. He whom the Son set free is free indeed, and the Lord is that. Somebody said, I don't have no peace. I don't have no peace of mind. I don't have nothing but trouble. Well, the Lord is that Spirit, and what the Spirit of the Lord is that is. So the devil gets into the church, and he makes the church people think it was better being in the world, which is bondage, than being in church, which is freedom. And I heard Paul write in the book of Galatians, stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Hallelujah. You don't want to go back into the yoke of bondage yet, sir. Y'all, what does Sister Pastor tell us? Say, slow down. So the devil wants you to make you think that being in church is worse than being in the world. Now, when you're in the world, you got to solve all your problems. You're all by yourself. When you're in church, God said, I will be with you. And then no weapon formed against you shall.
Stop falling off.
that there is nothing to this. Now, some things are the devil. Some things are us. Right? Because the Bible says, now one man sinned and entered into the world. So I'm going to slow down so y'all can get this. How many men? One man sinned into the world through what? Disobedience.
Yes.
A lot of people say, well, I'm not that bad. But if you disobey God, that's that bad. Adam forfeited paradise because of disobedience. So by one man, sin entered into the world. Every last one of us that was born after Adam, we have a sinful nature. We don't have to teach you to sin because it was passed on even for those that have not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. So sin is sin takes us away from God. So our automatic instinct is to go away from God. So then we can say you have the Spirit of God in you. But the Spirit is not in your flesh, it's in your soul. So now you got a war going on. Because how do you know that sin and the flesh are dictators? A dictator said, my way and no other way. A dictator believes in absolute control. So, all before you got saved, sin was your dictator. It dictated the appetites of your flesh. Sin decided what you would and would not do. Then when you get saved, you get God's Spirit on the inside. So God's Spirit on the inside, the flesh is going to make you doubt Because they got the same problem you got. Amen. Well, Romans 8, 5. Let's go there for a minute. I'm going to go slow so that we can get this. Because we're losing battles that we ought to win. The reason we're losing the battles is because we no longer have confidence in God. And the scripture says, cast not away your confidence. Confidence in who? God. Why don't I want to cast away my confidence? Because it has a great recompense of reward. God will bless you if you don't lose your confidence in Him. Can the church say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
So Romans 8, 5 read, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that all that. the 8th chapter and verse 13. If you don't have peace, and you don't have life, and you don't have the blessings, you're following the wrong thing. You got to follow God. For 8, verse 6 says, for if he lived, if all of our stuff that we do in our life is based on our flesh, ye shall. But if he through the Spirit, you have to do what? All that stuff in your flesh is trying to have its way, you got to kill it. You got to put it down. You got to put it down. If we take the right approach, we can eliminate a whole lot of problems, right? But people come talking to us through the flesh, and we want deliverance. If they speak to you through the flesh, they're taking you to death. Amen? The Bible, how many knows the Bible is right? No heresy, no false, no failure. And the scripture says this, as many as are, away from God.
Yeah, that was about 20 years ago when I was like 10 years old. I said that by April. I said 20 years ago when I was 10 years old. But I was like, I'm 30. Oh, my kids did before it, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm really old. But the same place in the whole wide world, the love of God. The devil knows that you lose your security, you lose your safety, you lose your peace when you walk out God's will. That's why Paul writes, be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. You got to know what the will of God is, not for somebody else, but for the Bible says we must work on our own salvation. 1 Corinthians 3:10 says, teach me. Teach me. Anybody want God to teach me? I want a blessing. In order for me to get a blessing, I can't do it my way. So he says, teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me in a land of that of righteousness, being in a level smooth way. If you let God teach you, let God guide you, God will take you over rough places. God takes you in a. So the question today is, how do I get a blessing? The only way you can get a blessing is by Father God. We have messed up so many times, we keep listening to people. You know what I love about God? The Bible says this about God. He said, in the day that you seek after me with, the problem is we are seeking God, but it's not all. We need to surrender. We need to let stuff go. He said, in the day that you seek after me with, all your heart you want. Somebody said, if you don't know God, if you haven't found God, if you don't have the blessings of God, how are you seeking Him? Right. The Bible says, let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his. So your ways is how you live. Your thoughts are how you think. You got to what? Forsake it. And let him return what? If you're thinking unrighteous, if you're thinking wickedly, if you're thinking wrong, it's taking you away from God. Right? He said you gotta do what? Forsake that and let him. You gotta come back to God. I don't know how you've been thinking, I don't know where you've been, but it's time. Look at somebody say, it's time to come back home. Come on, look at that, it's time to come back home. He said, man, when you come back to God, the Lord will abundantly pardon you. And God will give you mercy. But stop listening to the dictates of the flesh, because the flesh has the one objective. It wants to take you straight to hell. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life. I came that you might have life. And that you might have it.
Right, that's good enough. That's all said.
If you want a blessing from God, you have to. Follow him. You can't pick and choose. Somebody said, well, I'm following him as far as I want to. Well, remember this, all the ways of a man are plain in his own eye. But that portion of scripture says, the Lord, the way of the Spirit. God looks in our heart to judge why we do what we do. How many want to bless him? Who ever get God away from him? You can't go away from God. If you want a blessing, you have to do what? Follow him. Elder Gifford, the eldest, and the medicine come forward. Hallelujah.